Gadget man Matt Porter is sitting here just shaking his head. You haven't got a clue, have you, for that one?
No, it's very difficult sometimes.
No looking at any of your mobile devices while you sit there either.
No,
Gadget man's here, Matt Porter from Matt Porter Web Design, and every week on the show he talks about some kind of new gadget or item, and you can find him at Innovation Martlesham on Adastral Park. You come clutching a camera, sir. What have you got?
Yes, this week I have the Fujifilm X-A2 mirrorless compact camera.
Okay.
Which is
a proper camera.
It does look like a proper camera, yes. I think that's the idea, actually, that it's closer to a professional camera than your average compact camera. So it has removable lens,
yeah.
So you can you can put different lenses on there if you wish, and they just clip on. It also has a zoom function, which you control yourself.
I mean, it looks so, just like what I would call an old-fashioned 35mm camera.
Yes. What it doesn't have is a viewfinder. Instead, you have your
The screen,
display.
Like you look in the back, yeah.
But what you can do with the display, which, again, it comes back to this whole kind of selfie culture, is that you can actually flip the display over like that and take selfies of yourself, yeah, if
excellent.
You wish.
Lovely.
Which is quite nice, if you feel that way inclined, that is. It has, it's a 16 megapixel sensor on it, so it takes very, very sharp, high-resolution pictures. It uses a APS-C CMOS sensor, which apparently CMOS are the best sensors to have on your camera. It's a big, large sensor as well, like you would have on a professional camera, so lets lots of light in and you get lots of really nice, high-quality pictures. It has tons of different modes on there. You can imagine these cameras now just have vast amounts of modes. It actually has a special mode on it, which is called the, I can't remember now, SR Plus mode, which you just basically put it onto SR Plus and it will decide what type of picture you're taking. It can recognise up to 58 different types of scene, such as night, sport, landscape, close-up, etc. And it will then adjust the camera to whatever setting you need, which will give you the best
results.
So if
you want a simple camera but you want something a bit more than just your little snappy one,
yes,
then this is the next step up.
Yeah, it's kind of aimed at, from what I understand, it's aimed at somebody that like a digital SLR with big cameras,
yes, and expensive.
Bulky and very expensive, yeah, whereas this is kind of in that market, but it's a bit more portable. You can put it in your bag, you don't have to put it into some
big carry case
and things like that, but it will take very nice photographs. It will take continuous photos as well, so you can put it on continuous mode and it will do 3 frames per second. So you just press the button, it goes as you'd expect. So if you've got an action shot there, if you're watching the football or something like that, you
proper
can get your proper photo. So it's got plenty of facilities, really, for it's got flash, built-in flash, and it's also got all the manual modes. So if you do know a bit about photography and you do want to adjust things yourselves, you can do that as well. And you can also select the type of film that you want to take. So, again, photographers who are used to taking film will know that different stocks of film give you different results, warmer pictures and those kind of things. You can select up to 5 different types of film effect, so it will give you the same kind of results as a film camera. So it's a very nice camera. Yeah, I've got it for 3 weeks, so I thought, I only got it on Friday, I'll give it a few weeks to try it out as well and maybe revisit it in a couple of weeks' time to see whether it really is as good as what it appears it is. So,
and how much does it cost?
£349.
Okay.
So it's not £69, but it's not £1,500.
Yeah.
It's kind of
in the middle.
It's in the middle, but you are paying for a mirrorless camera, so you are getting quite a lot of camera for your money.
And zoom wise, good zoom on it?
Yeah, it's not. It's more of a. It's not like the zoom that you'd get on another compact where it will do 70 times and all of those kind of 35 times zoom. It hasn't actually told me what it is. So I think actually what it does is it will look at more at emulating a 35mm camera. So it will bring the object closer to you, but not proper zoom. It's not telephoto.
OK, fantastic. More details on thegadgetman.org.uk.
That's right.
Thegadgetman.org.uk. Matt's with us every Monday normally, but a Tuesday today because of the bank holiday. Matt Porter, web designer, Innovation Martlesham on at Astral Park. So thegadgetman.org.uk, and look forward to seeing some of the examples.
Yeah, I'll put some pictures up. It does have wireless facility on there, so I can connect to it using my smartphone and upload those pictures straight away if I want to. So that's quite a nice little function, actually.
Do you remember the days of waiting for the photographs to come back from the chemist shop?
Yeah, I know. It's funny, isn't it?
Oh, dear.
I was watching, remember when I first met Vanessa and we were watching the DVD together, and at the end of it, we finished watching the film. I said, do you want to just rewind the DVD? And she sort of looked at me and then looked again. we had all of those kind of first world problems back then, didn't we?
We did indeed. Matt, thank you very much.
Thank you.